I hope you've seen a little bit of change today. I'm going to be asking you questions. And it doesn't mean you have to give me a dissertation. You don't have to fill in the blank. It's not multiple choice. I'm going to give you a yes or a no question. Are you still with me? Anybody sleeping yet? Boy, that's pretty good. And we're going to go through these kind of fast, okay, because I got more to say. All right. So, and question number one, does everyone believe in the Bible?
Yes.
I'd like some more questions about that. Does everyone believe in the Bible?
No.
Does everyone believe in Jesus Christ?
No.
Does everyone believe in the triune God?
No.
A little bit louder. Come on now. Get your winner. Does everyone believe in the Old Testament?
No.
Does everyone know of the 39 books of the New Old Testament?
No.
Does everyone believe in the New Testament?
No.
Does everybody know the 27 books in the New Testament?
No.
Does everyone read the Bible daily?
No.
Does everyone have faith in Jesus Christ?
No.
Does everyone a follower of Jesus?
No.
Is everyone baptized?
No.
Needless to say, is everyone confirmed? Does everyone hunger and thirst after righteousness?
No.
Does everyone believe in the Ten Commandments?
No.
Or nine of them?
No.
Or eight of them?
No.
Or seven of them? Or the rest of them?
No.
Is anyone saved by good works?
No.
Is everyone Lutheran?
No.
Is everyone Methodist?
No.
Is everyone a Baptist?
No.
Is everyone an atheist?
No.
Is everyone a Roman Catholic? Are you still with me? Come on now.
Yes.
Does everyone worship every week?
No.
Does everyone worship the Lord on Christmas? Does everyone worship the Lord on Easter?
No.
Does everyone confess their faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed?
No.
Or the Nicene Creed?
No.
Or the Athanasian Creed?
No.
The last question. Does everyone die?
Yes.
Did you hear what you said? Does everyone die?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Everyone dies. I want you to know that there. Now, I'm saying this with a lot of laughter in my heart. I'm a Lutheran. And you know what that goofy Luther did? He had six chief parts of Christian doctrine. Now society has labeled him a genius. Genius starts at 160 IQ. I don't believe he was a genius. I'm not, by far. If my teachers were here today, they'd say, by the grace of God, you passed. And I believe that in my heart. What were the six chief parts of Christian doctrine? The Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, the Sacrament of the Altar, Sacrament of Baptism, and the Office and Keys of Confession. I believe in my own heart there should have been another doctrine. And you'd almost think that Luther would have seen that because he read the whole Scriptures. Do you know what the seventh doctrine should be? The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm going to prove that to you. Remember when you were in college and you took, I don't know, was it psychology or philosophy? I didn't like either one of them. But they had this one example. They'd always say to you, I think it was philosophy, take five best people in your life that you love dearly. You remember this series? And you put them in a boat. And then you're the captain of the boat. But the boat's going to sink. And you got to get rid of one of them to save the rest. Now remember, you love them all, but you got to take and throw one out. And you do it because you're paying your hand. And then the boat continues to sink. And the whole thing ends up that you've made a decision to give rid of the rest of the people in your life. It's a hard decision, isn't it? Isn't it? So what I'm going to do today, to take that same analogy, and I'm going to personalize the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, the Sacrament of the Altar, Sacrament of the Baptism, and Office and Keys of Confession. And we're going to put also in that boat what I call the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Are you still with me? Okay. So there's eight of you in the boat. And now That boat is sinking. And you got to make the choice to get rid of one of them. I'll make the choice for you today. Let's get rid of the Ten Commandments. So we got the others. But the boat begins to sink more and more. So we got to get rid of another one. Let's get rid of the Apostles' Creed. Throw them out. And with them, the Nicene and the Athanasian Creed. The boat continues to sink. Let's get rid of another one. Let's get rid of the Lord's Prayer. Tough one, isn't it? But we do it. The boat continues to sink. And then we got to get rid of baptism. Holy peanut butter. That's the great mission to the church, isn't it? Commission of the church to go and baptize. We throw it out. But then we got to get rid of another one because the boat is sinking. You know what that next one is? The Lord's Supper. But we still got one to go. That's that office and keys of confession. You know what that is? That's nothing more than the power the Lord has given to ordained ministry that we can tell people your sins are forgiven. Okay? Little side joke there. When I was first a pastor, that was so good to hear people sin. Kind of juicy. Kind of. Later on, it got boring. It really got boring to me. And I got kind of like angry listening to the same garbage over and over and over and over again. So when people would come through the door with tears in their eyes, you know what I say? Hey, wait a minute. First thing I'm going to do is give you absolution. They said, what does that mean? I don't care what's in your heart. Your sin is forgiven by God. I'm his spokesperson. They sat down, wiped their tears, and we had a great day. But this is the last one we throw out. We throw them out of the boat. So the only thing we got left now is what? The death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now I want to tell you guys something. What is the foundation of the Ten Commandments? The death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What is the foundation of the creeds? The death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What is the foundation of baptism? The death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What is the foundation for Holy Communion? The death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What is the foundation of the office and keys of confession? The death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If it's not the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we're nothing. The Bible is nothing. You're nothing. I'm not. The world's nothing. It's that kernel of Jesus Christ dying on Calvary's cross and giving us the hope of eternal life. How many remember that sitcom, Cheers? Anybody remember that? I remember when it first came on, my daughter said, oh, Dad, you'll just love it. And I said, I won't like it. And she said, why? And I said, because it's in a bar. And my father was an alcoholic, so you know what that was about. And my daughter said, Dad, no, it has nothing to do with the bar at all. It has nothing to do with the bar at all. You got to watch it. You'll love it. Well, guess what? I loved it. I loved it, and I still see the deal. But there was one time on one of those sitcoms, you know, the whole scenario was San Malone. He was just, you know, going to get in bed with Diane Chambers. You know, that it was, they never got to that point, but it was always going to get close to there. Now, I remember this. This was one of the great moments that I remember. The bar is dark, and it's just she and he in the bar. And he holds up a deck of cards, and he says to her, how lucky are you? And she says, what do you mean? And he says, if you win, I get to go to bed with you tonight. If I win, you get to go to bed with me tonight. I've taken that. And I've turned it upside down today. I'm going to tell you, if the Lord calls me home before you, guess what? I get to invite you into eternal glory. But guess what? If he calls you before me, guess what you get to do? Invite me into eternal life. You know why? Because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.